Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to go. I'm scared. This is Mad Daddy on the Saturday flight from the Tower of Power, the very top story in my wavy, gravy, groovy, gravy rocket laboratory, where we're bending every effort and making every test to be sure that our records are always the best. You see, before we play them on this crazy, wavy air, we dip them in this smoking vat with extra special care. Wearing thick, big rubber gloves and using special tongs, we make the Mad Dad acid test on the up-and-coming songs.
The great Mad Daddy for Erie House Oldie Tavy Radio. Happy Halloween week. I'm Dale K from Spook Show here with
Dave Bagley from Witness Really Bad Movie and Spaceship One. And we're here with whoever will join us a little later.
Yeah, you don't know who's going to pop in on Halloween week. No siree, Bob, Jim Maroney, Fogsbane, and good old Bob join us in the chat. Welcome and hi, ugga, ugga boo, ugga boo boo, ugga to you all. It's going to be a great night. All music, all sound bites, trailers. Who knows what you're going to hear tonight on Erie House Radio Music Party 2003. That's three in French, you know.
I got my hand raised, Dale. After that last question, you know what's coming on tonight, right?
Yeah,
just make
on
it
our
good.
Show, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because if you say, who knows, I don't really know, so... If you don't know, then we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but people like you and Gar can come along and throw a curve, so you just never know. And you never know who's going to call. We get people calling. You never know. Stick around, be surprised. Now, a couple of our tunes tonight you may have heard previously, probably, if so, my guess is 3 years ago, the last time we did a music show for Halloween, back in 2020. And we're doing it again tonight with a little mix of all kinds of fun.
Yeah, but most of them are not from that particular broadcast. Most of them are fresh old tunes. How's that?
Yep. Fresh old tunes. Maybe a few sound bites you may or may not have heard before here on the show, but it's mostly stuff you've never heard before here on Erie House. Yep.
Yep. And a lot of musical mayhem we're going to have, so, you know, lock the front door and the back door so nobody can get at you while we spin them, well, they weren't vinyl back then, what were they, shellac? Couldn't call those things vinyl.
Wax stacks.
Wax stacks? No, well, okay. I think they were shellac. Shellac stacks, how's that? Shellac stacks.
Well, what would you call it when Edison had his little hand cranky thing with the foil on it?
The little cylinder thing?
Yeah.
I call them cylinders, yeah. Right. I think that's what we call them, too.
Those silly cylinders.
Silly cylinders.
And there's some of those recordings that are available, too. We may find occasion to play them here. Some of the old original Edison stuff.
I think I have a disc somewhere of a lot of those original ones. I'll have to dig those out.
Yep, because we like to give you some audio awesomeness here on Erie House. And we got a whole lot of music radio for you tonight, and we might as well start with some of the earliest stuff we got. Here's a set of music from early on in radio history. Where the heck is it? All right, there's part one. All right, we'll be back. Scarier with a goat. Tunes wind up a bit. Yeah.
coach of sorrow has taken you. Angels have no thought of ever returning you. Would they be angry if I thought of joining you? Gloomy Sunday. Gloomy Sunday with shadows I spend it all. My heart and I have decided to end it all. Soon there'll be candles and prayers that are sad, I know. Let them not weep, let them know that I'm glad to go. Death is no dream, for in death I'm caressing you. With the last breath of my soul, I'll be blessing you. Gloomy Sunday.
Swinging at the seance, black coat. Swinging at the seance. the trumpet could have won a cup. It's jiving broke the seance up. And who do you think did the ripping away? No one else but Billy May.
Midnight fling, the merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful trance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. A goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from the big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches while the steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped the broomsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans when the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones. Oh, yeah.
I know the song was Matt Gonella and his Georgians. Before that, Glenn Miller, Swinging at the Seance. And we kicked things off with Gloomy Sunday by Paul Whiteman. Now, Dave, I beg to differ. Because you never know what's going to happen, like tonight, all right?
Well,
don't bother
true.
Me to comment hey. that song, Gloomy Sunday, reminded him of Moe's. Now, this so I real quick, I hurried up, I uploaded a bunch of songs. This Moe's guy bothers me, okay? Because there is some controversy apparently as to his life status, whether or not he's even alive. And then, well, here, you'll see what I mean with a little tribute to Moe's.
Funny crooked nose. He ran an old-time pawn shop and they called him Old Man Moe's. One night when he was closing up, there was a stealthy tread. Someone stole up behind his back and smacked him on the head. Now I believe, yes, I believe, I do believe, an Old Man Moe's is dead.
listen, listen to me. Hush, listen, I've just found out something new. Something I'll impart to you. Something you won't think is true. Listen to me, will you? Lived an old man in a log hut, and it seems that someone said he died.
Kick the bucket, kick the bucket.
I found out it's just an outer rumor. Someone pulled a bloomer. Fact is, someone lied. Now Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
That's what I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, baby, out for you sure ain't dead. Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, baby, out for you sure ain't without moving. That's no reason for the thing they say.
Kick the bucket, kick the bucket.
Old man Moses heading for the city, and I should do pity them that says he's dead. Now Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses, baby, I'll put his shoe ain't dead. Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
That's what I said.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead. Mose, maybe I put a shoe in there. That old man Mose ain't dead. Now Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
That's what I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, maybe I'll put his shoe ain't dead. Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, maybe I'll put his shoe ain't dead.
That's roaming through the land. Far and near you hear of him, he's found on every hand. Every city, town, and village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him, and I'll tell you how. If your path at midnight dark by the graveyard goes, and someone whistles, why, that's mysterious Mose. Or on some dark and stormy night, while the tempest blows, if someone whistles, why, that's mysterious Mose. He sees all, he knows all, he gets it everywhere. Why, some night, he might wait for you upon the stair. So when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes, and if someone whistles, why, that's mysterious Mose.
Thank you.
haunted house and a groan comes from below. That's mysterious most. And if you feel a clammy hand clutching at your clothes, that's mysterious most. The detectives are defective when it comes to tracing him, but I'll bet you he'll get you if you don't look out for him. For every time you hear a shriek, everybody knows if someone whistles, that's mysterious most.
Mysterious Mose from Ted Weems. Before that, Nat King Cole was saying Old Man Mose ain't dead, and we kicked it off with Peggy Lee, who says Old Man Mose is dead. Go figure. I don't know, but I do know
what's
that
Garland... What's the truth here? What's the truth here?
The truth is he's mysterious. And just as mysteriously, Garth the Gold joins us on Erie House Old Timey Radio
boy, boy.
2023.
Calling in for a second time.
Yeah. The first time to tell us he's not calling until later.
Yeah, first time was my doctor's note.
Yeah.
Boy, boy.
That's right. You didn't get it notarized. You're still not getting paid. All right, so.
I thought I wouldn't get paid anyway. Yeah, I feel cheated. All right.
Just how I want you. No, I'm kidding. Lots of music tonight, Gar. Do you remember listening to a lot of Halloween music and Halloween-related stuff? I mean, besides the Monster Mash or anything as a kid?
Yes, there were great. It was I believe Walt Disney put out a scary Halloween album. See, we were on LPs back then.
Yeah.
We weren't MP3 fun. We were into long playing records. And so there was that. I remember there was an Alfred Hitchcock one where he told stories. He was in the basement and there was a pipe dripping and he was going to drown and it was weird.
Those are fun. I used Disney Halloween one. It has moaning and groaning and cats and dogs and stuff. I used
kills,
it a lot.
Kills and thrills. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I used that a lot as a nightclub DJ, you know, not just on Halloween night, but for other reasons too.
Mm-hmm.
Like for comedy skits with the cats crying and
exactly, yeah.
Making mention of the Asian restaurant next door with the cat screaming and crying and stuff.
Meow! Oh, dinner's ready.
That was funny. Meow. Exactly. I merely implied it. I didn't say it.
Perfect, dude. Oh. Yeah, well, implication is 99% of the law, right?
That's right. Well, who wants to lead us into this next set? Your last one was completely random. I mean, good old Bob made mention of Moe's. I had to throw that together real fast. But
how about
totally,
the fugue?
Totally unplanned.
Actually, before we do that, could I talk a little bit of Pops Whiteman? I know we got a lot of songs here. Give me 30 seconds here. Pops, Paul Whiteman, who did our first song for the night. He was kind of dubbed the King of Jazz in the 1920s. Basically credit for bringing jazz in the mainstream during the decade after World War I. It was first to arrange jazz orchestra, creating a symphonic jazz sound especially popular with the youth of the day. And his bands feature some of the top musicians like Bunny Berrigan, Red Norvo, the Dorsey Brothers. He also popularized featuring singers with the band and introduced people like Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, Mildred Bailey, and Morton Downey. That's Morton Downey Sr., not Morton Downey Jr. And that's it for Paul Whiteman for now. But we've never shared any of his stuff. I wanted to get that out. He was He was really the big cheese in music jazz for selling records. Sold the first $1 million seller with Whispering, which was done with a saw. You know, one of those saws that you put the bow to.
Yeah, the two-handled saws.
Yeah. Well, you play the saw?
Well, you play the saw,
Yep.
And a lot of people recorded Whispering, but no one recorded it like Paul Whiteman.
Dave, you might help me out with this. There's something in my brain just crawled in there, and I can't get rid of it. All right, so it's a movie, black and white. It's an orchestra and an orchestra leader, and they're in a haunted house. 1940, 1950, no. It was a popular
K. Kaiser?
K. Kaiser, yes.
Yeah.
K. Kaiser did a Halloween movie where he was in the movie, and the whole band was in there, and they were in a haunted house.
Yep. And who else was in there? Boris Karloff and Peter Lorre.
Ah.
I was going to say Ernest Borgnine, but okay.
Ernest Borgnine was one of those, you know, pesky kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Funny you say that. You should check out the slideshow. There's a picture of Ernest Borgnine in there.
Yeah.
Funny you should mention that.
I'm lost as far as if K. Kaiser ever did a spooky song, but I would think that they performed one in the movie.
I don't know. They were there as guest band at this place that got trapped there. So yeah.
I think they might have been a musical Halloween number type, but I could be wrong.
Could have had one in there, yeah.
So tell me, what makes a haunted house haunted?
Oh, haunting. Ghosts.
The humans that say
ghosts.
If
ghosts,
nobody said anything, it'd be fine.
Funny you
ghosts
say ghosts.
Or somebody would come up and say, it's a ghost.
Yeah.
And then runs away.
That's our next set.
What are you looking for under a tombstone in broad daylight? Shh, you'll scare her away. Scare her away? Who? What? Well, what can you scare away here in a cemetery?
My ghoul friend. She's the ghost in the invisible bikini.
What are you putting me on? Herbie, I know you're broad-minded, but this is ridiculous.
No, I'm serious. And you should see her since she traded her bedsheet for a bikini.
Well, you must enjoy looking around for a real nothing broad.
It's really just that American International is inviting everyone out to the graveyard for a blood-curdling blast with the ghost in the invisible bikini to see Tommy Kirk, Deborah Wally, Aaron Kincaid, Harvey Lembeck, and Jesse White with Nancy Sinatra, and guest stars Basil Rathbone, Boris Karloff, and Susan Hart in The Ghost in the Invisible Bikini in Pathé Color and Panavision.
Now, you would have to get commercial. Now you scared her away. Ooh.
Somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Mr. Gold is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night. Oh, that Mr. Gold is going to town. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophones, 'cause Mr. Ghost is going to town. Oh, yeah, yeah. baby, we'll go to town.
Little ditty from Bob Rivers, Ghosts in White Linen. Before that, Louis Prima with Mr. Ghost Comes to Town and a little invisible bikini spot for radio, no less.
Now, let's just specify here. I think it's the gal that was invisible, not the bikini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It'd have been better the other way around.
Quite a disappointment to me, Mayute. Yeah.
Better sneak that in there before CW gets her, who messaged us earlier to tell us she's going to try to sneak in tonight before the night is over.
Which means she's probably listening so she can reprimand us later.
Absolutely. That's her job. Keep us the fellers in line.
Yeah. So, are we relinquished to things that we understand to be public domain songs on here today?
For the most part. Shh, quiet. Move along. Nothing to see here.
Okay. Well, there's one song that I lent my artistic renderings to called Dracula Drag from Dickie Goodman, which is about Dracula and all the monsters involved in a car race.
That's interesting.
The genre is horror, but it's wrapped around a what do they call it? Something a billy.
Rockabilly. No.
Rockabilly, sort of. Yeah, I think that's kind of what it is. Yeah, Dickie.
I like rockabilly music. I love rockabilly music.
It's 2 minutes and 10 seconds worth of fun if you find it.
If I find it. You know, that's good stuff to listen in your teenage years, ain't it, Dave?
Oh, yes. You got all these teenagers. That's what buys the records, right?
Yeah, they will go to the movies. They bought the records, especially back in the day. Especially in the
For Halloween. For Halloween, you had to be a teenager to participate. You know, you get to a certain point, and they go, no, you're not trick-or-treating no more.
Yeah, you're too big for this. So that's when
right.
start.
Yeah, but last time I tried it, you said, I said, you don't have a costume. I said, yeah, it's a fake mustache. No, that's not a fake mustache. So,
yeah, right.
So he didn't let me trick or treat anymore.
Yep. So there's a lot of cool things about being a teenager, and here's a few of them.
I want him to know and feel pain. What I create, I must control. Go on, activate this body. Whip Thistle, demonic as Professor Frankenstein, who creates out of human parts the most terrifying creature to walk the earth today.
I know they're going to kick me, but don't let anyone see me like that. Please, Doctor, help me.
Michael Landon in a powerful performance as the boy possessed. Yvonne Lyon appealing as the girl who loves him. Whit Bissell, unforgettable as the scientist maddened by the mystery of the werewolf. And Tony Marshall, a tough, friendly enemy.
He was killed by a werewolf.
Panic penetrates every home when this strange, unknown killer hits town. Taking hold of the teenage crowd. Coloring their practical jokes with hysterical humor that'll make you fall flat on your face. With horror. Nothing you've ever seen has such blood-chilling savagery. Nothing you've ever conceived packs such a spine-tingling jolt. This high school boy, a teenage werewolf.
Out of grade school at 6, high school at 8, college at 10 and a half, and after 3 years pre-med, I was the head doctor of brain surgery. After operating, I'd pause, tighten the gauze, wait for applause, while my patients laughed hysterically. Obviously, they were in stitches over me. I was a teenage brain surgeon, a teenage brain surgeon, a knocked out, fractured brain surgeon, the sharpest operator in town. While the other kids were digging, Dick Clark from coast to coast, I was a digging Dr. Kildare, like man you know the most. Even when I was in grade school, I had that medical look. I never got past the appendix whenever I opened a book. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Forceps.
Forceps.
Suture.
Suture.
Oops. Anesthetic.
Anesthetic.
Whenever I went out dancing to make my night complete, I brought along my stethoscope. Man, you hear the wildest beat. One night the band was playing, I've Got You Under My Skin. I scared a fella half to death when I said, may I cut in? I was a teenage brain surgeon, a teenage brain surgeon, a rockin' rollin' brain surgeon, the sharpest operator in town.
I was a junior wolf man to night there's a werewolf moon. Come and hold my hairy hand down at the Black Lagoon. I was a teenager. I was a high school monster. Teenage Frankenstein. Let me take you in my arms. Press you one more time. Got a face like a dog. Feet like a frog. I'm covered with a lizard scale. Gotta cut a hole in my old blue jeans. For my slimy tail. Sight to see. If you hear a growl, I'm out on the prowl, and honey, you for me. I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage fighter, and you were a junior miss. So give a boy tarantula his very first kiss.
Kiss, kiss.
Teenage Monster. That was the Ketones. We had Lord Luther and the Kingsmen with Teenage Creature and Thurl Ravenscroft. That's right, Gar. Got that one in the chat there. with Teenage Brain Surgeon. And, of course, a nice little Teenage Frankenstein Wolfman ad. That was fun.
Yeah.
If only CW were here.
If only.
Did I hear my name over the psychic wave? Is Halloween here yet?
Yes, you did. And happy Halloween week.
Happy Halloween week to everyone. CW here, traveling the highways, byways, and flyways.
Both hands on the wheel.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
All right. Drive safe.
Blah, blah, CW.
Blah, blah. Wow, is it a full moon out tonight?
No, I'm always hairy.
Almost. It was last night. The hound was out there practically howling.
Baying at the moon. Oh.
More like chasing varmints, but yeah, it's almost full moon. Side of the oit. And I hope you're enjoying our musical Halloween feature for 2023 here on Erie House Oldie Timey Radio. Dr. Demento would have some good Halloween related shows.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
And they would play that. What's that horrible song? It's Halloween. It's Halloween. Oh, what are they called? I don't know. It's this horrible, horrible song. It's great. It's so horrible, it's great.
I know. I found the rock and roll version of it, and it's like, wow, they really did it up.
God, it really is a bad song.
Yeah, somebody puffed it up with whatever they needed to it, and it turned out to be a great song. I'm going to show it tomorrow night.
Ooh, that's on Horrible Horror starring Gar the Ghoul. That's on the Twitches there. That's right after our show tomorrow, which we'll tell you more about later.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, all right.
Yep,
what did he do? Did Dave leave us?
No, he didn't.
Hey, Dave.
I accidentally had my microphone on mute, though, so you know how that goes. You know how that goes. I've seen your show. You know how that goes.
Wow. Post fight. No. Post fight.
No, it's that's said with love, Brother Gar. That's said with love.
Yep.
I feel it.
I love when you do it. This is what it is. I love when you do it.
Oh my gosh! What in the?
Then everybody's shouting to one of those. Your mic! I can't hear you. Your mic.
I know. And I'm like, what? Oh, that button! Darn it! There are so many buttons involved with what I do, and it's difficult to keep up with them. Kind of like me keeping up with my glasses, which I don't know what I did with, and I can't find them either.
Weren't there good musicals in musical numbers in that Paul Lynde Christmas special? I mean Halloween special.
No good ones. No. I hate to admit. I will admit this, and people will go, "Oh, come on, Gar." I have never been on board with the band Kiss. I don't care what they're doing. I never got it. I never got it. Whatever it was they were trying to push, I was like, but other people are like, oh my God, it's the best band that ever lived in the whole world. Oh my God. I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah, they had a wild following for a while.
Oh no, they're still dyed-in-the-wool people there. And I'm like, you know, best band ever? You ever heard of Stan Kenton? Come on, what are you talking about? They've got that. Where in the hell am I? Okay, I have glasses. They're not on me. They're not on my head. They're not on my shirt. What did I do with the glasses?
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, we should move right along to our next set.
Yes. Yes.
As we
immediately. Oh no!
Give a nod to the the Prince of Darkness. Not the devil, but...
Dracula is back. All new. All powerful. The Black Prince of Shadows returns in Scream, Blackula, Scream. See Scream, Blackula, Scream. All new, rated PG, starring William Marshall, Don Mitchell, and Pam Grier, the godmother of coffee. Blackula is back in Scream, Blackula, Scream.
The castle's been gloomy every night. Count Dracula's been keeping out of sight. He's been away a long, long time.
I had to make a record with a friend of mine.
Drax back! Drax back!
The castle's really jumping every night.
Drax back!
They're doing the drag with Drax. Igor's enchained and he's doing it right. The time to really shake them down. The zombies and werewolves are having a ball. It's mashed potato time. Drax looking for his wife all over the hall.
Vampira, where are you?
Well, Vampira's getting up and she's raring to go.
I'm thirsty, make mine tight go.
Ah, there you are, my darling. So nice to see you again.
Ah, my dear, we've all missed you so. But tell me, where is your friend the monster? Wasn't he supposed to come too?
Ah, yes, but he has become a big record star. And tonight, he's going to appear on the Jackie Gleason show.
Everybody's up and they're starting to run. Cause they can't get caught by the sun.
Good night, my friend.
Darling, what is the number of your private line?
It's Greekwood 45789.
You can call me up.
Oh, darling, I like this vocal group. They sing from the juggler vein.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them, my darling.
But I am hungry. Is there anything to eat?
Oh, my dear, have a heart.
I think I will.
My dear, you look so tired. Your coffin's all prepared. Won't you get some rest?
Yes, I haven't had a good day's rest in weeks.
Come, my darling.
Good night, my friend.
When sad we sing a mournful tune, like creatures baying at the moon. But we all dance when things are fine. Yes, even Dr. Frankenstein. And what a dancer Frank is. And what dance does he do? Three guesses. Bobby Winton, eat your heart out.
Things that say boo are all rushing to do. The Transylvania polka. Witches and elves are all teaching themselves. The Transylvania polka. Goblins and ghouls, they are dancing like fools. The Transylvania polka. Oh, there's a mania in Romania. It's called the polka from Transylvania. All together now, cows with the cows. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, there's a mania in Romania. It's called the polka from Transylvania.
Maybe not my hand, but you could do my nails for me.
Wait a minute. My hand's bleeding. What's this? What is this?
Who's having lady fingers?
Well,
that was Gene Moss, was... and then we had the Counting Count and Billy DeMarco and Blackula.
Blackula. I love the Blackula movies. There's two of them out there. Blackula,
yeah.
And Scream, Blackula, Blackula Scream.
Yeah.
Yeah. And William Marshall. William Marshall.
Yes.
What a voice. Also known as, on Pee Wee's Playhouse, the King of Cartoons.
King,
yes,
of Cartoons. He was on Star Trek as,
yes,
somebody.
Yeah, he was a villain, I think, in Star Trek. Just a great, imposing. He was a tall man, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was a great vampire. He was a great Blackula, you know, and
yeah.
But unfortunately, in these days and times, not everybody shares that sentiment. But
and sadly, that reminds me, Richard Roundtree passed this week. Shaft,
yeah,
gone.
Oh yeah.
What are you talking about? What you talking about?
Exactly. About
Shaft.
I'm just talking about Shaft.
We can dig it. We can dig it. Yeah.
I'm just talking about Shaft. Hush your mouth.
Wow.
Yeah. We lost him, Isaac Hayes, a while ago.
Yeah, but what a month for so many people to cross over to the other side of the veil. I mean, Richard Roundtree, we lost Laura Parker from Dark Shadows.
And Mark
Goddard
just passed.
She wasn't in anything scary
last week.
She heard. Yeah. She herself was scary, but, you know.
It's true.
But we wish them safe travels onto that eternal voyage, wherever you are.
I heard clipping and clopping. Did one of you come by horse?
No, that was, I think that was someone's turn signal.
A ghost? It's a ghost horse. It's Halloween.
It's
a or a
yes,
goat.
A Halloween horse.
A goat horse.
Clopita, clopita, clopita.
CW is looking for a parking spot. She's got a blinker on.
I just
know that.
I heard it. It went clink, clink, clonk, clink, clonk, clink, clonk. I was like, that's a blinker.
Oh. I thought maybe a mounted policeman was trying to pull you over or something.
I was talking to Dave earlier today, and he pulled in somewhere. And I was like, is that your blinker? And he's like, you can hear that? And I was like, yeah, it sounds like something from the 1970s. clink, clonk, clink, clonk.
Oh, Dave, you got a newer car.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh.
From the Maxwell.
Yeah.
Gave it a Maxwell.
I know where it is. I'm sitting there killing myself trying to find this sing-along with Drac LP I've got. And I'm going like, oh, it's on the other computer. So there we go. Mm-hmm. They're beating up this computer. Where are you? I'm on the other computer. Fun to be me.
Yep.
It's not scary. You're losing your mind.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I remember all the Halloween songs as a kid. There were albums and things with different variety of songs. Elvira put out one or two of them.
Yes.
Yes.
She put out, I think it was like three or four. It's amazing what that woman did.
Yeah. And I think you sent me a Hagels or something. Or
I gave you the Hagels, and that's like all loaded with older stuff.
Oh, you gave me the Hagels, but I got a shot for it, so I'm okay now.
There's a new shot, Dave. I'm sorry. There's a new Hagel shot. You have to wear galoshes, a mask, and gloves. So there you go. I like that. A new Hagel shot, and you have to wear galoshes. Go figure.
guys, I got to go radio silent for a while, but I'll be back.
All right, okay. We'll hear from you shortly, and that's probably a good time for us to move into our next set. We just did Dracula, 1931 Universal film. The other one that came out that year, shortly after Dracula, was our old pal with the flathead, Frankenstein.
It is an historic occasion whenever Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi confront each other. Their very presence weaves a spell of mystery and horror.
Ready for the test, Dracula?
I'm ready, Frankenstein. Then let us begin.
It's alive! When this dead hand moves, the monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria. To prey upon the innocence of children. This is the story you've heard about, talked about. The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stuns your emotions. Frankenstein.
They said it couldn't be done.
Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done.
But now, at last, I've created the Frankenstein monster.
This is Count Dracula speaking. The Frankenstein monster has escaped.
Don't try to hide. I'm eerie, please.
We're here in Washington at a special meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, the president.
Hello, baby.
Mr. President, what happens if the monster cannot be stopped?
Problems, problems, problems go below.
Army radar has picked up the monster, heading toward Philadelphia.
Reporting, we're now here in Philadelphia, where the entire U.S. Army is awaiting the Battle of the Century. We've spotted the monster coming this way. It's Frankenstein!
Just call my name.
The army has opened fire on the monster. But he still keeps coming. Hold your fire! Dr. Frankenstein's chief assistant is stepping forward. He's trying to speak to the monster.
You don't remember me, but I remember you.
The monster is attacking him. All efforts to stop Frankenstein have failed. There is only one hope left.
I, Count Dracula, will speak to the monster in the only language he understands.
Come prima, più di prima, camerò.
It's no use. Nothing can stop the monster. He's heading into the local television studio. Frankenstein is dancing on bandstand. It looks like all the monster wanted to do was dance with the teenagers.
Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Of course, the story you've just heard, well...
How do you do? Mr. Carl Emily feels it would be a little unkind to present this picture without just a word of friendly warning. We are about to unfold the story of Frankenstein. A man of science, who sought to create a man after his own image, without reckoning upon God. It is one of the strangest tales ever told. It deals with the two great mysteries of creation, life and death. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, what is it? We've warned you.
Stop! Stop or I'll shoot! It's the Frankenstein monster!
Holy smoke, land sakes alive!
This is Westbrook Van Eastbrook Jr. Frankenstein has returned. Mr. President, how do you feel about this situation?
Woe is me, I should have stayed in bed.
The most fearless gunfighter in the West is riding in to stop the monster. It's Sheriff Tom Dooley.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep.
Sheriff Dooley, you're the only one who can save us from the monster.
Oh, you sweet man.
These two great gunmen are about to face each other. Frankenstein has one last word to Tom Dooley.
Oh, boy, you're bound to die.
They've drawn their guns. As the smoke clears, only one man is emerging from the battle. It's Frankenstein. He's coming this way. This is Westbrook Van Eastbrook Jr. signing off.
Whoops, abrupt ending there. That's our little Frankenstein there with a whole bunch of Buchanan and Goodman.
Yep, yeah, wonderful team. Back when it was a lot harder to do those things like this than it is today when I put those things together. so much easier today.
Yes, it is.
Oh, the wild thing about...
Well, had to do a lot of splicing, I take it, to do that back in the day.
They would have to, yeah. When I first started doing it, I used cassette. Now I get to use it all digitally. It's all a lot easier. Never go back to the razor blade and tape. Never go back.
I'll tell you what, though. if you're fortunate enough, as I was, when I first met the ghoul, and he was doing radio way on the east nowhere from Cleveland. I forget the name of the little community there. FM 108 broadcast out of there. In any event, I got to work in the studio in the back and edit some reel-to-reel or commercials or announcements that we made for the Ghoul Show.
Yeah,
and so not only did I get to do the voice work, but I also got to edit my own stuff. It's kind of cool.
But you can't do Control Z and fix it back to where it was.
You better know
exactly where you're going to cut when you're doing that system. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or make copies, and that's a lengthy work too.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
But again, when you're lucky enough to work with studio equipment, it makes it a little easier. So I was fortunate there.
Oh, that's true. When I was working as an usher in a theater 10 billion years ago, when a film would snap, it was up to the – I was there, and I guess – I don't know how they worked that. But if the film broke and our cameraman, he was gone for the day, it was up to the usher to go in there, razor blade, splice, put it together, get it rolling again. You had minutes before they started throwing popcorn and everything out. And
good,
rioting,
because you get
know.
To – good, your experience. You get to play usher tomorrow if you get time. I know you'll be setting up for Horrible Horror starring Gar the Ghoul, but tomorrow is going to be our double feature Halloween movie night. It's tomorrow. Ratch here.
I wish I could be there. I doubt it. It takes me forever.
Well, leave your usher behind.
Right. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I don't know. Do they call him an usher at a drive-in? I don't know.
I'm not a bouncer because it can get
kind of
rough nowadays.
Yeah. Put the flashlight in your eyes, that kind of thing, saying, stop it!
Yeah. Get a crowbar, pry them apart. Bring a hose and just spray them down.
Started a drive-in.
And it depends. If you go to one of the oldest theaters still around, there's still some that are really old. On the arm of the chairs or on the back of the seat, there's a number. And the ushers back in the day would actually take people. They would tear their ticket, go, okay, and they would show them to their seat. Now they just throw them in the theater and lock the door. But is this thing on? Did I mute myself? What's going on?
No, you're fine.
Okay. Is that it?
Is it?
Well,
is that it?
I found the artwork for Sing Along with Drac, but where are the actual... hello, that was all nice. And I have a whole folder, Sing Along with Drac, and there's nothing in it except an image. So it's like, well, where's the effort? I know it's on my cell phone, but I can't do anything with it.
Carl, you have to wait till the first light of day and it comes back to the file folder.
There you go.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I got this. I ran across this. This is kind of horror-related. I know you guys understand that I have these Mego figures. They're action figures about 8 inches tall. And they came out with horror figures in the last few years. So I got Dracula and Frankenstein. There's a wolf and all. So I've got a Bela Lugosi figure in the Dracula ensemble. And when I was at Michael's, let's say 6 months ago, not 6 months ago, whenever they were doing Halloween just started. Maybe that was 6 months ago, but I don't know. I ran across a glass coffin, just his size, that had hinges. And I was like, ooh, this is cool. But then I thought about it, it's like, that'd be the worst thing for a vampire would be a glass coffin. Because the sunlight would hit it, and boom, he's gone.
Oh, sunlight, yeah. But if it's in the basement,
really
cool.
I got one anyway. Maybe it's for – he has a dark room, and in it he's got a glass coffin because he's stylish, you know, as long as it's a window – a room without any windows, I guess, maybe. But, yeah. Well, maybe next year I'll get you guys the drop list on his Sing Along with Drac album, LP. From the 70s or the 60s. It's a fun little thing.
Cool.
Sounds like fun.
So,
and we're still waiting CW's return. She's still unavailable, I imagine. So we'll give her a little more time to get back with the next little musical offering.
What's the next category?
A creature that I think you know.
Creature. What are we going to do now?
Costello. All the monsters we've delivered have gotten away. The bride, Hyde, the mummy. You gotta find them and get them back to the museum before McDougal finds out.
Say, after we get the bride back, what's next?
After we get the bride, then Hyde.
After we get the bride, then Hyde?
That's right.
Hyde where?
Could be anywhere.
Hyde anywhere?
Certainly.
How about in the forest?
No, I don't think you'll find them there.
Who? Hide. What do you keep telling me to hide for? Why should I hide?
I'm not telling you to hide. I'm telling you, hide.
Hey, Abbott, do you want me to hide or what?
You're not hiding anywhere. What I'm trying to tell you is he's not in the forest.
Who's not in the forest?
Hide.
Where?
In the forest.
There you go again. You just said to stay out of the forest.
That's right.
Then hide where?
Could be in the laboratory.
Okay, hide in the laboratory.
First place I'd look.
If it's the first place you'd look, what's the use of hiding there?
Now there you go again with the hiding.
You said that after we find the bride, then hide. Where?
Like I said, the laboratory.
Hide in the laboratory?
That's right.
Okay, so we hide in the laboratory.
Now what's the matter with you? Now look, when I say hide in the laboratory, I don't mean that you hide in the laboratory. I mean hides in the laboratory.
Look, when you say hide, you don't mean hide in the laboratory, you mean hide in the laboratory.
Now you've got it.
No, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yes, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
Well, they tell us that this is where they make all the horror pictures.
Oh, yes, you're Abbott and Costello, aren't
you?
Yes, they told me you were coming down into the prop room. This is where we keep all of our horror figures for pictures.
So they told us.
Yes, there's Dracula, and there's the Wolfman, and there's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But wait. Wait until you see our latest horror creature.
Who is that?
The creature from the Black Lagoon.
Science hunts Amazon Gilman in the most astounding expedition of our time. As man continues his conquest of the unknown, daring underwater adventurers challenge the world's most treacherous waters to find the only living link with the beginning of time. Creature from the Black Lagoon, rising from the monstrous depths to astound and terrorize the world.
No!
Feel the frightening fury of a man-beast, aroused to strange emotions by its first sight of a woman. See underwater thrills never filmed before, amazing underwater battles never dreamed of before. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Let's go.
Steve and Gar the Ghoul, and hopefully CW has returned. Well, at least the goat's here.
You didn't want to feel left out. Yeah.
No. Never forget the goat. And what's her name? Gertrude? I don't know.
You guys named it?
I hope not. I think it's a guy.
Oh.
Oh.
Dude. Sorry, dude. Does it really matter nowadays? I don't know.
Hopefully to at least old fogies like us. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I led that in. I built that set, okay, for the Creature from the Black Lagoon. It started with a clip. Dave probably remembers when I first had a Erie House Television running back all live stream. Scott Essman is a fella I know on through Facebook. He's a professor out in California, and he teaches film. And they put him and his students put together this wonderful cartoon with these great impressionists who did that skit with them talking about Hyde and Hyde in the lab. You mean Hyde in the lab? No, Hyde in the lab. That part was him.
Are you talking about Hyde? You saying it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the Costello was great. The Abbott sounded a little bit old. Other than that, or you know, a little bit tired.
Yeah. And then that clip was followed by a clip from the Abbott and Costello TV show in which they met the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Ah.
Only to find out it would be my first ex-wife. Yeah.
No, I didn't even know that existed until a few years ago.
You don't want to go digging that up on Halloween, do you? Hello.
Dig that up. Put that on the
board. I'm going to keep reburying it. That keeps coming up. I keep having to rebury it, you know?
That's rough. That's rough.
Like a bad meal, it keeps coming up.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, we got time to sneak in something that you and I were talking about in the preparation part before we go live.
Yep.
There was a song that it's a very old song. The song itself is in public domain, and a lot of people have very creepy memories of it. But if you listen to the lyrics, it's not creepy at all. It's rather delightful.
Yeah, it's only the orchestration is creepy. Yeah.
the orchestration's kind of creepy if you think about it, and the initial lyrics give you a creepy sense of dread for about a minute. But listen.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Rather cute.
Marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gather about. They love to play and shout, they never have any care. At 6 o'clock their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Kind of creepy, but yet not. I mean, it's just teddy bears. Then again, you know, after Winnie the Pooh fell into public domain, they made a horror movie out of him.
Oh, my God. That was awful.
Also,
that was...
if anyone's into the gaming genre, there's a game called Five Nights at Freddy's where they have these...
Yes.
It's sort of a takeoff of Chuck E. Cheese, only Freddy's a kind of a teddy bear. And
yeah.
He's not nice. He's not
a
nice
Freddy
at
bear.
All. A Freddy bear.
A Freddy bear,
yeah. There you go. Well, it's better than that one movie, Ted. Now, that was off the hook. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
The one that just, I just couldn't believe they could do it, before the Winnie the Pooh, someone said, oh, look, the banana splits are in public domain, and they made a horror movie about that, and I was like, you guys got to just stop it. The banana splits. Yeah, there's an awful horror movie about the banana splits.
Not to get up on the soapbox, but we were lucky. Our generation was lucky. We got to be kids.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We took cartoons and stuff like that at face value or whatever and got to enjoy it as kids. And we didn't have to worry about some of the crazy stuff kids have to worry about today. And stuff like that kind of robs kids, especially if they can get at it. It robs kids of that innocence of teddy bears and what have you. All right, I'm off.
Possibly all of us are old enough to have experienced a good time at a drive-in theater with family and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, G-rated fare. There's different availabilities for everybody, but now, I remember when I was a kid, you know, going to drive and like, yeah, let's go, yeah, whoopee, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas now, there's a dark shade over all of it.
No, you know, we had Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and Tooth Fairy and.
Well, some of us still do. Some of us still do. Don't go crazy.
Yeah. Well, you now have Jack Skellington. Thank you, Tim Burton. The Nightmare Before Christmas. Absolute classic. The second it came out.
That is cute. That is cute, at least.
I have. That's another one. I've only seen bits and pieces. I've never seen the whole thing.
Oh, it's wonderful. You have to take a look at that.
I'm with
you.
Well,
there's something. Gail was telling me there's something. There's so many movies, but there was some that there was. You got to see this. There's some guy in the Walking Dead, and I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was like, you've got to see it. I'm not trying to see it. I just haven't seen it. Ken
was
from
it
the
I
Dead
Walk
or
with a Zombie
like
or
no,
something older?
Ken from the Dead or it rhymed kind of.
Shaun of the Dead?
I can't remember. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah, it's a British comedy horror film, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I know you appreciate British humor. Which, if you appreciate British humor, you will like one of our movies for the double feature drive-in tomorrow on Erie House.
I can't think. The Goonies? The Goofies?
The Goon School. The Goon Show.
The Goon Show. Yeah. I know that thing. I have heard it. I was telling Dave, there's also another one called Round the Horn, and they did one, too. I'll have to get it for you.
Alrighty. Well, we did a lot of Universal monsters. We did Dracula, Frankenstein, the creature, but we left out a couple. Let's take care of the mummy and the werewolf.
Dr. Macabre's Frightmare of Movie Monsters. Imagine seeing almost all the screen's scariest monsters alive in person. Hunchback of Notre Dame. Teenage Frankenstein. Daughter of Dracula. The Fly. A man's body, a fly's head. Rodan, the flying monster. The colossal beast. And more, many more, never here before.
The mummy. Is it dead or alive? Human or inhuman? You'll know. You'll see. You'll feel the awful, creeping, crawling terror that stands your hair on end and brings a scream to your lips. There's nothing on earth like the mummy.
You will not remember what I show you now, and yet I shall awaken memories of love and crime and death.
Now I know his horrible plan. He's going to kill her and make her a living mummy like himself.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. Mummy.
I'd like to know what he did.
I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
He unwrapped himself? What?
I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh, well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like help.
Remember this. The werewolf instinctively seeks to kill the thing it loves best.
Diamond ring, diamonds woven into man.
Just to put him on the spot, Erie House Radio proudly presents Gar's moral of the story.
It doesn't matter what graveyard you visit, nobody takes coupons.
Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, did you get 5% off? Gee.
You asked for it.
I did, and you gave it to me. You gave it to us. Well done, sir. Tip of the hat.
That's right.
Gave,
I was wearing one
gave,
of my
didn't I tell you? Yeah. Anything could happen on Halloween Music Radio Night. Anything.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. Oh, my. What a fun evening. What a fun evening.
That's always
Wait,
fun this
over?
Time of year.
Oh.
Halloween.
8 box. O'clock.
It is.
Go ahead.
This is great. Driving to great music, looking at all the people in their finery, out clubbing, night clubbing, clubbing each other, you know.
Clubbing each other, wonderful.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to get some video. It'll help your Facebook account, yeah.
There you go.
Only when I got older did I understand all this crazy dancing that was going on. It was a mating ritual. And I was like, well, I got to get out of here. She got it. There you go. She does it. Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. So I wanted to say this. This is a travesty. I'm going to get on the Gar soapbox. It's only 3 inches tall. Don't get worried. So I go to the store today, and what is there? It's I don't even know. It's like what? October 27th? Is it? Yes. It's October 27th. Yes. Halloween is not, you can't put a fork in this thing until it happens. What's there? Eggnog. I'm like, what? What? No!
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 Unholy. Unholy.
Oh, no.
I mean,
no.
Just. They could have waited a week, you know? They could have said, it's for Thanksgiving. I'm going to go, okay, great. It's great. It's a good thing for Thanksgiving, wonderful thing. Could be for Christmas, the wonderful thing. It's not for no. You got bobbing for apples for Halloween. You don't got eggnog. Come on.
Oh, really? We used to bob for French fries.
Well, there you go. Now that, yeah,
oh,
that's a
that
trick.
Hurts. It hurts.
Now, it only hurts for a minute.
And it leaves scars. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Mental scars.
Which should explain my appearance. So.
There you go.
That's why he wears a top hat. Yes.
That's right.
And shoes. Yeah.
Keeps the pus from running out. Ugh. All
right. Right.
Oh,
so.
Ew.
We've done pretty much all of the Universal monsters. So a quick tip of the hat to the Universal monsters.
I love to take my baby to a movie show, so I can try to suit her while the lights are low. But she won't cuddle to a story of romance. There's only one way I've got a chance. It takes a Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein or Dracula to put her in the mood for love. It takes a cat, girl, dog, boy, creature from the Black Lagoon to make her feel like making love. It takes a monster from outer space to make my baby want my embrace. And when I hold her, she's like a dream. If only she can hear somebody scream. She doesn't go
for parking down in Lover's Lane. And lots of moonlight doesn't drive the girl insane. She thinks that dreamy music really is a bore, but I found out what she's looking for. It takes the Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein, or Dracula to make her tender as can be. It takes a cat, girl, dog, boy, creature from the Black Lagoon to get her making love with me. If there's a madman whose teeth are curled, who grows a bed bug that wrecks the world, she gets romantic. It's really quaint when all the other women start to faint.
There you go. A little tribute to all of them. And that was often a place to take a date. You know, it's a scary movie. They get scared and they hang on to you. Isn't that the idea?
Yeah. Well, I tried that, but, you know, I took them to see the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. It didn't get the same effect.
Yeah. No, they... Not Winnie the Pooh of our day, but maybe the new one would be.
Right. Well, maybe today, yeah. Today's
scary,
man.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't even.
Piglet makes good head cheese.
I didn't
literally.
Get off of that. Well, for that, I mean, they had a movie, and it wasn't bad, actually. It was very interesting. It was Jane Austen with the zombie killer or something to that effect. One of her, I think it was Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
It had to be better than Abraham Lincoln Zombie Killer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Abraham Lincoln Zombie Killer. They had that. Yep.
No,
or Vampire. I'm sorry. Vampire Killer. I'm sorry.
Vampire killer. But there is also Abraham Lincoln Zombie Killer as well.
I believe so.
I missed that one. Thank goodness. I missed that
one. Yeah, kind of.
So
well, think about
Halloween,
it, though. You had in the 50s, you had Frankenstein's Daughter meets Jesse James, and then Billy the Kid versus Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula
meets
Billy the Kid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Billy the Kid. Yeah, you had a sociopath versus a synthetic
Dracula.
Monster.
Yep.
Dracula.
Oh, the undead versus a sociopath.
Yeah,
there you go.
So
this one, Billy the Kid became a man. Yes.
Yeah. That's some fine movie watching there.
On Halloween, we had the LPs for listening, but then also a second treat was all the Halloween specials that were happening, and they were great in the 60s and early 70s. I wasn't really into the there was some great Bugs Bunny ones, there were some
in
the
70s. You gotta have the great
pumpkin.
You gotta have the great pumpkin.
Yeah. But in the guy that just passed away, David McCallum, was in Frankenstein. It was an NBC outing.
Yes.
And it was
Frankenstein, the real story or something. I think it was called
yes.
from like 73-ish, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. And then they flipped. At that same point in time, they did two. They did Frankenstein, the real story, and McCallum was in that.
Or the true
and then,
story. The true story. That's what it was.
The true story,
the
right.
true story, yeah.
Right. And then Charles Bronson. Was it Charles Bronson? No, it's not Charles Bronson. Jack Palance became Dracula in another NBC. And
yes,
those were
Dan
great.
Curtis. Dan Curtis's production of Dracula. Dan Curtis.
Yeah, there you go.
Dark Shadows. He did a production of Dracula with Jacques Palance.
Yeah, and it was excellent.
And Rock Hudson did a Frankenstein made-for-TV movie as well.
Yes, it was called, I think, what was it called, Seconds or something to that effect?
Yeah, it wasn't called Frankenstein's Story or anything like that, but that's what it was. Yeah.
It was definitely a takeoff of that.
I have never heard of that. Seconds. There it is. Seconds.
Not familiar with it myself. I'm ashamed.
Seconds.
Yeah, and I call myself a horror host, the nerve.
1966? 1966. I have to go. Okay, here's another one. Now, what is this? It's directed by John Frankenheimer. What?
I don't know.
Is that a joke?
I don't know. But real quick, we got time enough for one more set. You know, after all the Universal monsters died out, and of course Hammer started taking over, but it seemed like the trend ever since, and it's still running strong, are those a little film in 1968 kicked it off, Night of the Living Dead.
Oh yeah,
and
those
the,
guys.
Zombie Rage.
What is it?
I don't know.
Ejected from unexplored secret stratus, this giant, harder than steel piston, disgorges strange creatures, inundating our world, twisting the emotions of women, distorting our men.
Oh, God.
This is a piece we got off the mayor. Reflex action like a snake. Cut a snake in half and the two pieces go off in different directions.
These things take over a man's mind? He becomes a robot? A machine taking orders?
Join the hunt for the hiding place of terror. Find the breeding place of these globs of destruction.
In feeding, the mouth parts rupture the cells, convey the food to the stomach by a pumping action.
Adventure that'll burst your blood vessels with suspense. See the Brain Eaters.
I've never been...
You've never been kissed?
No, I've never been sick.
Zombies with a big beehive haircut doing the zombie walk on your house radio.
Yeah. I was still somewhat young. Let me think. 64, 74. Okay, so I was like 12 or 13. And I ran across this, and it scared the who knows what out of me. They aired it on late night TV. There was a movie called Shockwaves. 1977, had Peter Cushing, John Carradine, and Brooke Adams. The plot is this. Visitors to a remote island discover that a reclusive Nazi commandant has been breeding a group of zombie soldiers.
Cool.
Wow. And like it.
The zombies all wore goggles because I guess the light hurt their eyes. So they wore like welding goggles or something. You guys never heard that? Well, there you go. There's something you could go check out. Scared me as a little kid. Not as bad when I got older, but it's out there.
Gar the Ghoul tonight, right after our show at 6:30. That's Horrible Horror starring Gar the Ghoul on them their Twitches. I'm sure he'll put up. I'm sure you'll put up links over on them Facebooky other places.
I will be doing that. Yes.
All right, and tomorrow night, right here at 6:30. Before that. We're going to have our Halloween drive-in double feature, radio adaptation of Ghostbreakers starring Bob Hope. And he's in the radio adaptation. Cool. And then not really a radio adaptation of a movie, but certainly could be a movie, Curse of Frankenstein from The Goon Show. That's right. That's tomorrow at 6:30. That's our comical Halloween double feature. Join us. Or else don't.
Or else you won't. It'll be worth your time. It'll be worth your time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
I was going to say I got to host a couple of zombie movies, the White Zombie, which we did from a zombie walk in Wadsworth. Had Ooh. Fun with that. And then we did one, King of the Zombies, where we hosted that from Zombie John's car dealer.
I remember that one. That was a good one.
And Al Klesch was my zombie car salesman.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember. That was a good show, Dave. And that's a good movie, too. King of the Zombies is great with Mantell
yeah.
Moreland.
Mantell
White Zombie, of course, a classic with Lugosi. Dave keeps cranking out those weirdness really bad movies.
I love King of the Zombies. One of my favorites. Just wow.
Yep. Yeah, Fogsbane, you're right. Thanks, Duck Northwest Media. Of course, my partners, CW Gar. Good old Bob is always here. And Fogsbane, we love it. You know that. You've been here since the beginning of this nightmare. we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow night at 6:30 Eastern, right here on Erie Household E-Timey Radio.
Castle lights are growing dim. There's no one left but me and him.
And him and her.
When next we meet in Frankenstone.
And Gertrude the goat.
Don't come alone.
Oh, the goat.
Can
it's a guy.
You dig it.
A guy can be Gertrude.
Yeah, we can dig it. What you talking about?
I think we should call him Gertrude.
Gertrude.
Gertrude. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I picked Gertrude. It came down to me. Doesn't have to be Gertrude, but it sounds funny.
Yeah.
For a goat.
Let me see. What do you think about that goat? Yeah, I don't think he likes it.
Yeah.
3 years ago, we had a Peter Lorre night, a Boris Karloff, War of the Worlds, of course, Phantom of the Opera. We did the radio adaptation of Phantom of the Opera. And we did a Halloween music night that night, too, or that week, that year, also. For Halloween week.
You know,
fun.
Oh, no!
Yeah. You know, Dale, there's also a pretty good adaption on the Radio Mystery Theater for Phantom of the Opera as well.
Ooh. We'll do that in the future.
Yeah.
Actor Richard Mull, who was the bailiff on Night Court, has
mm-hmm.
passed away at the age of 80.
Everybody. Yeah, everybody we grew up with is dropping like flies.
Yeah.
But we can't get rid of Tina Louise. No, I'm kidding. I'm so sorry. That's so mean.
Oh, my God.
That
oh.
is so mean.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Where is that? Sister Knucklebuster, lend me your ruler. Where's that ruler?
Wait. The way she treated the Gilligan's Island crew cast, she deserves part of that, you know.
Okay, yeah, maybe a little.
Yes and no. I mean, they kind of sort of lied to her. I mean, she studied with Lee Strasberg at the famous actor studio. I mean, she studied to be a serious actress. And I mean, I agree. She did what Carrie Fisher told Mark Hamill Carrie Fisher told Mark Hamill to get over yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, she even thought when she came out to do Gilligan's Island that she was the star. Her agent apparently talked her into believing that she was going to be the star. I think it was Alan Hale Jr. says, why do you think they call it Gilligan's Isle?
Yeah.
And also, why is it described as a comedy? You're a real actress, you're doing a comedy show. Come on.
This site called We posted something about her. She's 89, but she's young at heart, but lives alone. Gee, I wonder why. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Don Wells. Don Wells, who passed away several years ago. Very out there. She was very nice, giving, just fantastic person all the way to the end.
Yes, enjoyed those Gilligan Island residuals all the way to the end. She was the only one who had it in her contract.
Smart girl.
Smart girl.
Very
smart agent.
Yeah. And one of my friends posts that it's National Black Cat Day. I didn't know that.
cool.
Oh, I miss my Joey now.
Aww.
He was a black cat, but he had a little white triangle on his chest. But every time I see a black cat, I call it a Joe cat.
A Joe cat. Aww.
Well, I got Paladin now, so that helps. That helps a lot.
There you go.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach him how to be a horror host. I'm going to teach my dog how to be a horror host.
Guys, I'm still on the road, so I have to let you go until tomorrow. Until
cool.
tomorrow.
We'll see you at the drive-in.
Absolutely. And
you're not creeped out that you're meeting three old men at a drive-in? Oh, boy.
Now that you mention it.
Well, it'll probably be only two of us.
That's right. Gar will be prepping for Horrible Horror. But, yes,
I
drive
know,
safely. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. I shall, and see you tomorrow.
And thank you for gracing this eerie house.
I just ran across this. I never worked there, so I don't remember seeing it. I worked at the Chuck E. Cheese, so I'm familiar with the characters and the animatron they had there. There was another company called Showbiz Pizza, and they did it.
They tried
a knockoff.
Yeah, I think I remember them.
Someone said in the 80s it was this friendly pizza ad, but today it looks like an ad for a horror movie. It's got the family sitting there all happy because they got their pizza. And there's this weird looking animatronic in the back.
Creepy.
So,
well, that was fun.
Yeah,
I love doing music nights. That was fun.
Yeah. There are so many novelty horror songs out there.
Yes.
And it's just impossible to, you know, sit there. It would take as long as Eerie House has been around, it would take that long to voice all of the novelty albums that were released.
That would be fun to try.
Yeah. I will. Right now my Dropbox is all filled up, so I can't send you guys anything, but I've got two big ghost story type audiobooks to send you guys.
Ooh.
One is the Oxford Book of Ghost Stories. It's a whole bunch of different ones from way gone by, 1800s, 1900s, early 1900s. And then I've got another set to send you guys. Once my waiting for Tom has something he needs to get out of the box before I can put anything in there. And I'm going to find the Dinner with Drac thing and send that to you because I think you guys are going to kick out of that.
I think I have Dinner with Drac.
The one with Sheldon Allman?
Oh, no. I'm thinking of
Zachary.
Zachary, exactly.
Zachary has one.
Exactly.
And Sheldon Allman has one.
I want to hear that one.
And
that
I think Thul Ravenscroft is on the Sheldon Allman one.
Ooh, cool.
So
even better.
Yeah. So
even better.
So I will find those and zip those over to you.
I would love to see it.
So I am going to cut out of here, guys.
Well, I guess then what we should do is, Dale, is turn off the house lights, turn on the three spotlights so the one and only Mr. James Durante can step into that middle spotlight.
Yes, he can.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
guys. Lots of fun.
Good night.
Good night.
What more is this safe but good night?
Good day.
We've had a few laughs, and it's time for toodaloo. Ari bo up we the same, and
ink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a
Good night already.
Good night, folks. And good night, Mrs. Calabash.
where am I?
Waymont, West Virginia. That's where she's at. Keep talking to these things.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Do you mind turning off the radio?